Calls for spiritual healing began immediately after a Red Lake tribal youth killed 9 people and then himself last March. After receiving the Red Lake Band of Chippewa's official blessing, musician Mary Youngblood began calling up fellow Native artists to perform and raise money for the Red Lake community. One participant is Bill Miller, a Grammy-winning folk musician from the Stockbridge Muncie Band of Mohicans of northern Wisconsin. He says the event will be a wake-up call for all Americans.
I was just up in Red Lake and I saw cards from all over the world sharing their grief. I saw very few cards from the United States, to be honest with you. I'm just amazed that our own country doesn't know the brokenness of Indian people. And I hope this brings an awareness of what we're going through, that we need our brothers and sisters from this nation to help us out.
We are children standing in the coldest night.
Miller says one card he saw was from a girl who survived the Columbine shootings of 1999.
The very first line on the card was, "Don't worry, the sun is going to rise again." And I was blown away because it's the name of my song, and it's just a hopeful thing from a kid who's gone through it before. This girl was reaching out to the Indian kids here, and so that song's on the list.
Don't you know the sun is going to rise, the sun is going to rise again.
The concert will be at the Target Center following a Minnesota Lynx basketball game. Other headliners include Charlie Hill, Lightfoot, and Rita Coolidge. Brian Bull, Wisconsin Public Radio.
You know the sun is gonna rise, the sun is gonna rise.